Jeremy Gorner in the Trib today says legislation that would cut off state grants to public and school libraries if they ban books for partisan or doctrinal reasons was passed by the Senate. It's on its way to the governor. 39-19 party line vote. The legislation requires libraries to follow the guidelines of the American Library Association's Library Bill of Rights, which holds, among other things, that material should not be prescribed or removed because of partisan or doctrinal approval. Libraries could develop a written policy to prohibit the practice of banning specific books or resources. The measure would block public libraries from getting grants through his office if they ban books under the measure. It also says when individuals demand that certain books should be removed from school, I don't need to read that sentence, but among the critics are some downstate and Republican lawmakers who say things like the conversation has been based around book bans, but this bill is about taking local control from your elected officials who are elected locally to decide for their libraries what's best for their libraries. That's a Republican from Morris. She said Southern Illinois may be different than the suburbs. The suburbs may be different than Chicago. Our state librarian is our Secretary of State, Alexi Janulius. Secretary Janulius, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So this is an attempt to have a ban of book bans, if you will, right?
Yes. And if I can interject on the point about local control, that's literally the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. This has nothing to do with taking local control away from anyone. This is actually the exact opposite of that. What we're saying is let's trust our librarians that have the education and professional experience to determine the makeup of a library circulation to do so. What we don't want is the ability of a few individuals to take books out of circulation because they don't agree with the topic. That goes against what our country has always been about. It goes against the whole concept of democracy, the whole concept of what it means to educate our young people, which is to allow them to learn for themselves. So the fact that this has become even remotely partisan at the risk of sounding naive is just bananas to me. This has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican. It has to do with protecting and supporting our libraries, our librarians, and making sure that everyone has the freedom to learn and to share ideas.
Are there books, though, or categories of books that should not be on library shelves?
Yeah, unequivocally. And that's why librarians and libraries make those decisions of what should and shouldn't be in circulation. You know, there was this argument on a really poor argument made on the Senate floor yesterday from a Republican, again, I can't believe this has anything to do with party, saying that what if there's a book in there about how to make a bomb? That has nothing to do with our bill. It has nothing to do with legislation. That's a book that will not be in circulation anyway. That would never make it in circulation.
Well, what if I, as a citizen, see a book on a shelf that is about making a bomb or it's pornographic, and maybe you and I will agree or disagree on it, but I want to petition the library to take some books off the shelves. Is that
yes, absolutely. And the library follows the ALA's Bill of Rights and they remove it, but that won't be in circulation anyway. So again, they're trying to change the subject. It's got nothing to do with quote unquote, how to make a bomb, something that doesn't even exist in our libraries. To give you an idea of some of the books that are being, quote, banned across the country, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, The Catcher in the Rye, Kite Runner, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. So these aren't, this is not how to make a bomb. This has nothing to do with banning books. This is about certain individuals that don't want people to read certain books. And if I can make one last point here, I've got three little girls. There are certain books that I don't want my 7 or 5 year old daughters to read. That being said, and they won't read them, that being said, I'm not going to tell every other parent in America what books their kids should not and shouldn't read. It has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican. It has nothing to do with downstate versus the suburbs. It has to do with the freedom of speech and the freedom to think critically.
Well, can that exist in Illinois then? Could a downstate librarian, in fact, make a decision to not have a graphic novel that is pretty graphic about LGBTQ exploration? Could a downstate librarian decide not to have that book on their shelf?
Yes. You know, the librarians in the state, and by the way, as a state's librarian, I travel the state. We talk to librarians across the state. Not once have I asked what party they are. Not once have I asked what they like to read. They are being assaulted and attacked on social media. In neighboring states, they're, you know, it's a felony if you don't ban a certain book. We trust librarians to make these decisions. They have, most of them have advanced degrees in library science, master of library and information science. So this bill does not require any library to carry any particular book. If a school librarian determines that a book isn't appropriate, for example, at a school, at the age ranges at a certain school, there's no requirement that the book be in the school library. What this bill does is make sure that that books cannot be banned, which I will tell you is having a chilling effect on our country.
Different subject. I've got 90 more seconds of your time if we're looking at the same clock. Any movement on changing the way we have our driver's licenses in Illinois, a digital version as opposed to a laminated one in our wallets?
Yes, that's something that we're going to work on eventually. I'm excited about it. We're bringing a complete technology upgrade and modernization to the Secretary of State's office. I could not be more excited about it. And I should let folks know, those who like having their physical driver's license, that will not change. You will still have the option, but we are modernizing the way we conduct business in the Secretary of State's office in every single department: business services, vehicle services, driver services. So folks will start seeing impactful and tangible changes that will eliminate the time tax that people use just to access simple government services.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So we'll have digital driver's licenses then Thursday. Is that what you said, next Thursday?
Thursday at 4:30.
Nice to talk to you, Secretary. Thanks for joining us.
Great
today.
To talk to you. Thanks for having me.
It's Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius. I guess the way to do this now, Pete, will be to ask a legislator from Morris if she wants to respond to what he just said. But I believe the operative word there was bananas.